Anthony Johnson's 19 tackles for loss over his last two seasons at LSU is a pretty good number for a defensive tackle, but the statistic he hears about most often is his low total of just 6 sacks in those 2 years. Johnson shrugs it off, though, and says if an NFL team wants an LSU defensive lineman in the same mold as his predecessors like Tyson Jackson, Glenn Dorsey, and Michael Brockers, that's what you'll get with him.
I think it's a little bit too much emphasis put on the numbers. When you look at LSU, you have great players that came out, Tyson Jackson, Glenn Dorsey, and a lot of those guys have great numbers. But when you look at talent that's doing good in the NFL now, like with the Jean Francois, you got a guy named Jake Nevis who's going to build up into a good starter. A lot of those guys didn't have the numbers that people thought they would have as well, but they worked hard and they became great players.
Packers fans might be interested to know that Johnson is a cousin of running back Eddie Lacy. Johnson also isn't the only LSU defensive lineman getting a lot of attention in this draft. His roommate and linemate Ego Ferguson declared for the draft a year early, too. Johnson said Ferguson might be more stout in the run game, but Johnson believes his athleticism and quick first step are what separate him.
Honestly, my best attributes are my hustle, my initial step off the ball, and my quickness. And I'm a pretty strong guy as a human, man. I really think I can run sideline to sideline, and a lot of people have seen that on film about me. I never give up, man.
Johnson's all-out attitude was best exemplified by playing with a protective brace on his elbow last season. He says it didn't limit or affect his play, and you get the sense that even if it did, there's no way Johnson would ever say so or look for an excuse.
And I never quit, and I really believe it was a motivation to all my teammates. We had a young defense this year and a young team, and I think that helped everybody, progress.